If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our second-to-last predictions episode of the season. It has kind of flown by. We're already almost there. December 8th is the last regular episode, and December 15th is our finale. Episode 12, we're going to be bringing down the final six for tonight. Who we think's in the most trouble, who we think's the safest. And before we get into that, just because I haven't given an update literally all year, for the bootless game right now, Parker Christmas is winning with 40 points and Paulie Luce is in second with 41. There you go. Alexa and I are figuring out the COVID mentions still on the prop bet game. But right now it looks like Kermit 54 with 20 points is winning that. Intern went and he fixed the jury issue. So that should be pretty much accurate. There might just be one or two things that we have to fix up with the COVID mentions. But otherwise, Liana got 10 or more votes. So far, she's the only person on the season who did, which is pretty surprising. Alexa, welcome to the podcast. I just wanted to get all that out of the way right off the bat so nobody can complain the entire episode.
Thank you. Happy to be here. I think it would be very apt if someone named Parker Christmas won right around Christmas time. And I'm glad that intern finally fixed that because that had been going on for a little while.
He was about to get fired from his non-paying job.
Yeah. But yeah, it feels cool that we're doing a final six predictions and not treating it like a finale prediction, because clearly we're not going into a finale with at least final six, which is awesome. But this also makes it harder because usually at this point I'm like, well, if it's Danny versus Heather in the end, I have to like, I prepare these in advance. And by advance, I mean 10 minutes in advance. But like, it's a lot harder to do it this way because I think everyone's in trouble.
Well, and I think right now we're at a position where five people could win the game. I think you could literally make an argument for every single person out there except for Heather to win. And I think that's fun. I really hope Heather goes tonight. It won't happen, or on Wednesday night, but it won't happen. It never works out that way. We always end up with like the Allison who's still in the game that we know isn't going to win because the edit's really bad. And I would love it if Heather went home, because then we'd be going into a final five where I'd actually probably say Xander would have the least chance of winning going into that, which is crazy considering it seems like Xander's been one of the most focal points of this season. So I just think it's really interesting how this is shaped up. We have five of these six who could really win the game. And the fact that we're going to be going into a final five as the finale, I feel like Survivor's pretty confident in the five that they're putting out there this season, as opposed to previous seasons where they try to just mash in as many people as possible to create chaos. I feel like this is just going to be like we can let this play out because we like the people we have here.
Yeah. And I think there is enough chaos with these people. They have all, other than Danny and Deshaun, nobody here is actually really that aligned. Erica and Heather, we've been told to be a bit aligned. But even like foregoing edit, like there is enough of a conversation for Erica to win or to get to the final. There's now enough conversation for Danny to get there. So to your point, like they're all they're all so fluid with each other that it isn't such an obvious, like, Heather's going to go at six, Erica's going to go at five. I think any of these people can win. And I think Xander is someone who, like, 6 weeks ago, I was like, he's going to win this whole thing. And now I really don't necessarily think that's the case.
No, I don't really see it happening. But I think that does make it interesting, because Erica, at the beginning, we were writing her off pretty much right away because of how everything was shaping up and mm-hmm. how she wasn't really getting much screen time and nothing was really going on with her. And now it's like she's kind of taken over since the merge has hit. We got the Danny personal content last week, plus the immunity challenge win. Ricard is very, very much in a position to win this game. If he sits at the final three, I think he'd be an absolute lock to get the votes. And then you have Deshaun, who I think is really playing a good social game. I think the moment from last Tribal Council with the conversation, it explains why he did what he did, why he did it, like why he felt the need to turn on Shan, that Shan was coming at him. He's a very complex character. If I was putting my money on it right now, I would probably go Deshaun as my favorite. But again, I think that we literally are in a position where five people could win it, because I'm seeing here, like, where John Juan says Xander has zero chance. I disagree with that, because right now he zero. I think he has like a 5% chance right now. But if you go into final six and he plays an idol correctly, and then you go into final five and he wins immunity or does something, go into final four, he wins the final four fire making challenge, he's going to win the game. Like mm-hmm. he is. It's just a matter of, is he going to be able to play the idol correctly? Is he going to get a chance to make fire? What is Xander actually going to get to do to build his resume? At this point, Chris Underwood had a 0% chance of winning two, and Chris Underwood came back into the game and won, and Natalie Anderson still came back into the game and got votes. So this fire-making twist does really impact the game. And if you make fire, people tend to really respect that, even though I don't necessarily think it's the right way to go about it. I think that you shouldn't be just automatically rewarded because you're still in the position to make fire. I think you should be rewarded for being able to control your game and get to where you got. It just has seemed to have a big impact on the game almost every single time. So I would say that that Xander could still win it. I'm not giving him a 0% chance, because I think there's mm-hmm. too many things that could go right in his favor. And he has played good enough of a game up until this point. So that's why I say all five. I put him at five right now for sure, above Heather. But I still think if he gets to the end against Erica, why couldn't Xander beat – if it's Erica, Heather, and Xander at the final three, why couldn't Xander beat Erica and Heather? I really – like, I think that that's something that very much is feasible.
Yeah, and I think Xander's whole, like, journey has been crawling from the bottom, like, trying to get his footing. So I think, like, the most apt way for him to win would be for him to participate in the fire-making challenge and win that rather than coming in with the final immunity, because that would just add to his story of, like, people wanted to get rid of me. They couldn't. Like, I fought back. With that, I actually have Xander at number one this week, because mm-hmm. that idol has a hard expiration. I think it expires actually next week, but he now has he's either going to use it this week or he's going to use it next week. I hope he doesn't hang on to it so that it's something that he can show at Final Tribal Council. But I think a combination of him having this idol that's now, it's extremely public. I feel like at this point, there's no wiggle room where people probably wouldn't even think to target him, because he's not someone you can blindside with it, because he knows how much he's on the mm-hmm. bottom. He is kind of a free agent. He has now lost. He's the only remaining Yase. Mm-hmm. And I think not that that really matters anymore, but I think now every single person who he's both been aligned with, but also been actively not aligned with, is now gone. And we've seen him and Danny like kind of have a thing, so maybe they could try to work together. I think he's just like not intimidating enough because of his position, but also just useful enough that like if Danny and Deshaun want to break each other up, they mm-hmm. can use his vote.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I got to go a little bit out on a limb this week. So Jake Thulin's winning this right now with 99 points. Alexa, you'd actually be in second place right now with 92. So I got to try to catch you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I really could see any of these six people going home this week. Again, coming back to the fact that I don't necessarily think that anybody's in the best position to win. I think that it's pretty wide open there. And I don't think that there's anybody who seems like they're just automatically getting cut this week. Like Heather easily could be the person who gets cut this week. But we saw Troy Zan go to the end with like nine confessionals. Like it can happen. Yeah. So I do like where Xander's at, but when I'm kind of doing this, I'm kind of trying to game it a little bit too and be like, who would Alexa not put? I think I know who you're going to put at number six, and I'm still going to put that person pretty low. But in terms of like who I would put at number one, well, I do think Xander with the idol is pretty safe. I'm actually going to go and I'm going to put Erica at number one. And, nice. And I'm going to say that the my reasoning for Erica is because her name's come up a lot, but I don't think this is the time to do it. I could see them trying to flip it on her. Like if Ricard wins immunity, Danny and Deshaun say, who can we get? But why? Like, I just think that they're screwed if Ricard wins immunity. I think if Ricard wins immunity, Danny or Deshaun is 100% going home. I just don't see how they survive it. Now, if Ricard doesn't win immunity, I think that Danny and Deshaun could work with Erica and have their two vote out Ricard. If, though, any of those scenarios happen, Erica's not getting voted out. I think Erica skates by. I think Erica's in our finale. Do I think Erica's going to win? I don't know. I'd probably put her at about the third best chance right now. Behind Ricard and Deshaun, and I put Danny at four because we're starting to get the personal content, but he's still got a hell of a long road ahead of him. But I think that if she gets through this vote, it's going to depend on who she's going to sit next to. But where does she go this week? How does she go home this week? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't see anybody being like, you know what? Erica's the biggest fish we got to fry. Let's do it.
Yeah, I actually have Erica number two for kind of the same reason. The reason that I do think she could go home is just because out of all of these people, her name has come up the earliest in the season and like probably the most often, just in terms of like, she's sneaky, she's strategic, blah, blah, blah. But I really kind of boil that down to she just never was truly allied with anybody here. So it's easy to kind of like demonize the person to get other people to vote them out. But to your point, I think if Ricard wins immunity, you're going to say, we have to get rid of Danny or we have to get rid of Deshaun, or maybe we have to get rid of Xander. So I think regardless of who wins immunity, except for Erica, unless she does, there's always going to be two more people in front of her who people have to get rid of. Erica also automatically has a person in Heather. Yeah. Xander doesn't have anybody. So really the way it's kind of breaking down is it's like, Danny and Deshaun are guaranteed two, and then everybody else has been voting together. So it's automatically a 4-2 swing. And if you want to get rid of somebody in that four, you're going to get rid of a card before you get rid of Erica.
Well, and I think what you said there about Heather is the most important thing about this. Heather and Erica aren't going to vote for each other. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, if Ricard wins, Deshaun and Danny can't go to Erica and Heather and try to convince them to vote each other out because it won't work. They can't go at Xander because Xander has the idol and he'll play it this late in the game if he thinks he's in danger. So who do they go to? They have nobody to go to. So I think Erica is in like the safest position. Unless they went to Xander and Ricard and said, let's work together and vote out Erica. But Xander and Ricard would be idiots to do that. They'd be absolute idiots because they're going to beat Heather or Erica if they get to the end. They're not going to beat necessarily Danny and Deshaun if they get to the end.
Yeah, and I think this is unlikely with Erica, but we are also at that weird vote out in the season where it's like, oh my God, Kellen is going to win. We must get rid of Kellen. So I think this is also this could be a situation where all the big threats are like, we need to continue to meat shield each other until we absolutely cannot. Maybe that's where Erica goes home. But I also think Erica is a much smarter player than they are giving her credit for. So I think her path to win is difficult. Because I think regardless of who she goes up against, she is going to be with one of these like more like flashier players. But I don't think this is her week to go home.
Yeah. And it's funny when you say that they're not really showing much of her like strategy or giving her credit. That's not good for a win. You know what I mean? Like that still isn't good, but it's still something that I could see happening. I'm not going to be floored at this point if Erica wins because she's gotten enough. You know what I mean? Like there's been enough content there. However, if Heather won, I'd be like, where the hell is that coming from? That doesn't even make any sense. So I really think that, you know, I think just at this point, Erica's in good enough of a spot, but she's got to sit next to the right people. I don't see her beating Danny. I don't see her beating Ricard. I think she could beat Deshaun. I think she could beat Xander, but I do think that Deshaun has gotten a much better story than Erica has gotten. And therefore I think that, you know, that kind of lowers her chances just a little bit. I mean, at this point, though, Erica's up to 20 confessionals and things like that. Like, I always go back to the confessional thing because people will be like, invisible, invisible, invisible. Might not be the most exciting conversations that she's having, but she's up to 20 confessionals. I mean, that's right behind Danny, who's at 25. Ricard has 28. If if you would have told me that Ricard would only have eight more confessionals than Erica at this point in the game, with how many tribals Ricard went to and how invisible Erica was, I would have been shocked.
Yeah. I didn't realize she had 20 either. I mean, obviously they're top heavy, but at the same time, we can always kind of call it back to, she was on the Luvu tribe. There wasn't a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You know, Sydney was a confessional bot. Danny and Deshaun tried to throw the challenge for Erica. So there really wasn't a ton of opportunity. I don't think this is obvious as a Michelle situation, but I think she has now been involved enough post-merge that it wouldn't be shocking based on her edit.
Yeah, I agree. All right. For number two for me, I'm going to go Deshaun here. And again, like, a little bit of this is trying to game it, but also it seems like Danny's in trouble. It seems like when I'm looking at this now, we're down to two. And with Liana going home last week, they voted with Liana and couldn't get anybody to side with them to vote out Ricard, which is such a mistake. They should have voted out Ricard last week. I'm kind of happy they didn't, because I like that Ricard's just allowed to keep stirring shit up over the next couple weeks. And I think Ricard's going to make the finale, but I'll talk about him in a second. But I have Deshaun at number two, because if this whole thing about Danny finding an idol, that's not how season 41 has gone. I don't think that they're just going to randomly hide an idol that Danny's going to have an easy time finding. I don't think Danny's going to be able to save himself. The only way he's going to be able to save himself is by winning immunity. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. He just won one, but he hasn't really been at the top of any of these immunities. Now, if Ricard wins, how does Danny save himself? He doesn't. I don't think he has any chance. And I think Danny is so much more well-liked by the jury right now. And I think we're seeing that a lot. In some of the reactions, and the fact that he hasn't been in the midst of arguments the way that Deshaun has, I think that they all go for Danny and say he's too much of a threat. You were talking about the whole, like, you know, this is the episode where Kellen's going to win. We got to get rid of her. I think that is what's going to happen to Danny this week. I think there's a really good chance of that. So that's why I'm putting Deshaun at two, because I have a hard time seeing them saying, let's get rid of Deshaun rather than Danny. He's got a better resume and a better chance of winning. I just don't think that that is the fact at all. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put Deshaun at two, think he gets through this, and hope that you put Deshaun a little bit lower, and I can maybe mix you up with somebody going out at like five or six.
I hate to do this to you. Deshaun's my number three.
Nice. We just had the same thing.
Really, really unsure on this one. I kept flipping Deshaun and Danny. Deshaun's in a weird spot because he was like, just near slash involved in a lot of like drama and like, I'll say like negative energy at Tribal Council. But now that all of his like main enemies are gone, that isn't so much the case. But the problem is all of his allies are gone too. So it's really just him and Danny. And I think to your point, the difference between Danny and Deshaun is people really, really like Danny, but Deshaun is definitely like more of the ringleader. But at the same time, you could say, well, I think I can beat Danny. I definitely can't beat Deshaun. So I have him kind of right in the middle. He also is in a 4-2 minority right now. And I don't really know who is going to want to work with him. We've never really seen him have much of a relationship with Erica. Xander has always been seen talking to Danny more so than Deshaun. And him and Erica, like, he always talks about wanting to get rid of her. So I think the only people remaining are not people who he necessarily has wanted to work with in the past and also has not really created relationships with. However, I think he can maybe try to spin it and say, Ricard's actually so much more of a threat than I am. Like, he got rid of Shan. Like, I never would have gotten rid of Danny. Try to throw Ricard under the bus. Try to maybe throw Heather under the bus. So being number three, I still have him in the top half, but I don't see a good path for him.
No, there's a lot of outs. Like, I keep saying that there's not a lot of outs for Danny and Deshaun. It just depends on how Ricard and Xander are viewing their chances to win against whoever it is. Like, I think that people feel they have a better chance to win against Deshaun right now. But I actually think if you go back and look through the history of Survivor, he's getting that complex type edit that actually wins the game. You know, a lot of times, like, this golden boy, everything's so perfect, they don't win the game. And I think, and I'm not saying that Danny's gotten like a golden boy edit by any means, but Danny definitely has had a flawless edit from what I've seen. Like, they have not had a bad thing said about Danny. The only bad thing that Danny had was when he said, it doesn't make sense, we won and we didn't get it this. That was the only time that they showed him in any type of negative light. And obviously, when I say a flawless edit, there are a lot of things that Danny isn't getting to win the game of Survivor. Like, he's not getting a flawless edit from a winning perspective. But in terms of, there has not been a bad thing said about Danny, and Danny hasn't really said a bad thing about anybody else. He's just like killing it with that. So I think that this is kind of the time to get rid of him, one, because he's a threat, but also because I think everybody else is viewing him as a massive threat because he is such a positive person. Will they give him the hero music when he leaves? I'd like to think so, but I highly doubt it. But that's why I think Deshaun is actually in a better position. Deshaun's kind of like Adam right now. Deshaun is, everybody thinks they can still beat Deshaun because Deshaun has made a mess for himself in certain situations. And Danny's kind of like the David Wright, where nobody wants to sit next to him. Ricard's kind of like the David. Actually, I guess Ricard's more of the David Wright, and Danny might be. Danny's more of the David, and Ricard is more of the Jay, where Ricard has made the mistakes and done things like that. People still, like, he's still kind of wishy-washy. But I think that Danny is somebody who people are like, if he sits next to me at the end, he's going to beat me. He's just that well-liked. He's going to beat me. Now, obviously, Danny and David Wright played a completely different game. But just for this analogy, Adam was all over the place, made so many mistakes, was shown making his mistakes. I think we're getting something very, very similar with Deshaun, and I think that's definitely put him in a better position because people overlook that sometimes and be like, oh, he pissed off Shan. Well, Shan might have just watched that entire last episode and said, you know what? I'm not as pissed anymore.
Yeah, and also Shan and Deshaun, they both are like big-time gamers where I'm sure in the moment they probably couldn't stand each other, but now that Shan's on the jury, she could very well say, like, you know, we went toe to toe with each other and he beat me. Like, let's get this guy the vote. So I think, I don't know. I try to assume that every juror is not going to be bitter and rather say, like, we totally went at it and it didn't fall in my favor. I love Deshaun. I'd be pumped if he wins, but I hope for his type to win because I love like a complex winner. Like poor Tommy was just old. Like, I know we always like shit on Tommy's edit, but Adam is a great complex winner. Like, Deshaun would be a really good example of this.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. All right, at three, I'm going to go and try to keep playing the game. I'm going to put Ricard, who should be a lock to go home this week. But that confessional about in the preview of, like, I think we made a big mistake or something like that, I think Ricard's going to win immunity. I really do. I think Ricard's going to win immunity. I think we're going to get somebody from each tribe in the finale. And I think Ricard is just, I think Ricard's just positioned at this point to at least be a thorn in their side one more time.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has been one of the most interesting characters on this season so far, just from like him working with Shan, having to go to all the tribals, not necessarily be on the right side, calling out a lot of people's bullshit to their faces, which we don't really see on Survivor, but doing it in a very calm and collected way. I think it'd be too simple for him to go home here. Maybe we're going to get that. Maybe we're just going to get a really simple boot. But I'm just not buying it based on – it seems so straightforward. Like, why would Danny be so desperate to be looking for an idol or something? Probably because he thinks, like, okay, one, he knows he's in trouble. But if Ricard wins, he's done. Like, he's just absolutely toast. So I think Ricard is going to win immunity. Or even if he doesn't, I just think he has the numbers right now. I think that Xander proved last week he was willing to use his extra vote to ensure Ricard stayed. If that's the case, Heather and Erica aren't going to flip over with Danny and Deshaun to vote out Xander or Ricard, especially if Ricard wins immunity and Xander has the idol. Why would you flip with them? Because if you vote for Xander and Xander plays the idol, he might just say, screw you, Erica or Heather, I'm getting rid of you because you're making me mad. It's crazy. They have, I think there's like really, I think Ricard is actually in a much better position this week than people think he is because he can win immunities. He's proven that numerous times, but he really, even though it was like, oh, we should get rid of him, this is the time, they skipped their time and they revealed that they are willing to go further with Ricard. And I think lean into the fact that he was kind of a villain, which I think is bullshit. I don't even think he has been a villain on this season.
Yeah, I think Ricard does still have the complexity, maybe not as much as Deshaun. I don't think he's been shown as a villain, but he's been shown to be like, he can like maybe like a tiny bit like I'm better than you. And especially like early on, I think we saw a lot of that, but I think like the tone of his edit has completely changed in the second half. And now it's like, okay, he's been the only Ua now. He got rid of his best ally. But yeah, to your point, he's now in the driver's seat. I actually this is where you might beat me. I have Danny at number four. So I think that Danny, and I probably could switch Danny to like one spot lower, but I think he is the perfect person to go home this week where everyone likes him. He has done absolutely nothing offensive. And even Deshaun could say, if I can save myself, I got to get rid of Danny, because Danny, I think, would beat every person here, probably except for Ricard. He might lose to Deshaun, but he's just so likable. I think he also doesn't, like, there's no reason for him to believe that Danny would flip on him right now, because it is just the two of them. We see him digging for an idol. I think he's going to try to scramble a little bit. He and Deshaun are both going to scramble, and it's going to end up being Danny who gets hit instead of Deshaun.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I have Danny at the bottom. I have Danny at six. Yeah. So I'll just say that, like, now, like, I have Danny at six. I think Danny's in a lot of trouble. My number four, I have Xander. So that reveals who everything is. Okay. So I have Xander at four. I have Heather at five, and I have Danny at six. I think Danny is going to go home this week. I'm happy you put Danny at four, because maybe I can pick up 2 points on you and then just have a cluster if this of this finale where I just make up a whole bunch of crap. But I just think Danny's in so much trouble this week. He hasn't gotten a vote yet. He just won immunity. He had that breakout episode. Some people go, like, is this going to propel him to the win? I kind of look at it as he had his moment now. Now we can get rid of him and know that we gave him the heart and the emotion that Danny deserved. And I really think that he's done this week. I think that, unfortunately, and I love Danny. Danny, I'll just say this now. Danny's my favorite person on this season. I love Danny.
He's great.
But I do not see him escaping this one. He's on the wrong side of the numbers. Ricard has a very good chance to win immunity. Even if Ricard doesn't win immunity, he's still on the wrong side of the numbers. To convince Xander to vote out Ricard over you, you have to convince Xander that he has a better chance to beat you than beat Danny. Or beat Ricard, whatever. Xander, yeah. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to say to him, hey, if you get rid of me, or if you get rid of Ricard, you're in a better position now. I think Xander proved last week he thinks he can beat Ricard at the final three. I think he's wrong, but I think that's what he believes. And if that's what he believes, how is Danny going to say, no, if you come with me and Deshaun, you have a better chance of winning the game? That's just not true.
Yeah, I think I wonder what the, maybe he thinks, like, oh, Ricard looks like a bad guy because he got rid of Shan. But also Xander does have the best story. So it is really fascinating that he has kind of switched, like, from a viewer's perspective to somebody who doesn't have a chance of winning. My number five is Ricard. So like I said, this is probably where you have me beat. I think everyone smartens up and realizes that now is the time to get rid of Ricard. He doesn't have any form of, like, protection. Maybe he finds this idol that Danny's been digging around for, but maybe that also could be an advantage. I think it could also be whatever advantage Xander didn't pick up when he was on that sit-out bench. The only problem is Ricard is clearly quite good at winning immunities. Danny has won one, and Xander's won a couple. So it's not like he's a shoo-in for winning immunities, but he definitely is kind of the top there. But I'm hedging my bet that he doesn't win, and then everyone smartens up and knows to get rid of him. But I don't know. This
with that
convince me otherwise.
With that advantage that we saw there, was that definitely Danny grabbing that or whatever in the preview?
Oh, I think so. Or he, like, I think he sees it. It was one of those, like, Russell Swan moments where Danny's digging and it's right there, but we don't actually see him getting it. We see him kind of missing it.
See, and I feel like that's making it so obvious that Danny's going to find something that there's no way he's actually saving himself.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's so on the nose. That's why I'm at six. I have Heather at five. I think if Heather goes, and this so rarely happens, but if Heather were to go home, we'd actually have, like, a near perfect situation for the finale. Yeah. We'd have five people, all with legitimate cases to win the game, all with decent enough edits. We never see that. Never, ever, ever, ever see that. So I'm hopeful that Heather goes home, but I don't think Heather will go home. So we have Heather here. I have Heather here at number five, and I have Danny at six. Again, trying to just mix some things up on you, but I agree with you that Ricard probably in more danger than I'm giving him credit for. I just needed to mix it up in some way to try to make it not so shameful how bad I'm losing.
I think that, like, I have Heather last because I feel like we've seen enough of, like, oh, we got to get like, we need to just like get rid of someone to save all of us for one more. Mm-hmm. I would love that. But you're right that we haven't had many finales where every single person seems like a major contender. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing in the press that like most of this jury is just like unsure what to do with Heather. I think especially on the season where everyone's playing like a kind of meta game, I think people also very well might say, I don't think I want Heather in the end at all. So yeah. I think people are going to maybe weigh like, okay, like let's make this season the best season ever. Or I definitely know that I can beat her. I don't necessarily even think she'll make the top three because I just don't know like what swing she has, but I think this could be her week just because there's no chance she's going to win an immunity. As much as Erica is tied to her, I don't think Erica at this point would like die on the hill to save Heather. And I think Heather's an easy vote where everyone can kind of pretend for just one last vote that.
I think the biggest problem is everybody knows they can beat Heather at the end.
Yeah.
And I think that right now you're a final six. You're looking at, okay, how do I get Heather to the end and sitting next to me? Because that's at least one person that I'm going to defeat.
Yeah.
But I mean, I agree. It seems like, oh, it could be an easier vote. I just think that right now, if Ricard wins immunity, and I'm really leaning into this Ricard winning immunity, but yeah. If he wins it and Xander has the idol, you don't need to worry about anything else. Like Danny can't play a shot in the dark. We heard that last week. So like, there's no way for Danny to save himself. Just vote him out.
Yeah.
Or vote Deshaun out. Like vote one of them out. There's no reason to go for somebody like Heather, who if you're recording, you're sitting there next to Erica and Heather, you're going to win the game. Like you're going to win the game. I really think that if Ricard sits next to Xander and Heather, he wins the game. If he sits next to Xander and Erica, he wins the game.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly want to get rid of one of them then instead of Danny or Deshaun? He might not be. That's where my head is at. I mean, yeah, the fun thing would be for Heather to go home.
Right.
The unfortunate thing is I think Heather is going to the finale.
Definitely safe. Yeah, I think the only person who I feel confident is going, like 100% sure is going to be here next week is Xander. Erica also a bit, but otherwise, like any of those four, Ricard, Danny, Deshaun, Heather, I think could all go home this week.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there because I know we're at like a half hour here, which is pretty short for these. But I just want to throw this out there real quick because I'm looking at it on the one website. So here's where the confessionals are at. Because now people are like, Danny's getting a shit edit and blah, blah, blah. Deshaun has 36 and Xander have 36. They're leading for the people who are still left at the game. Will either of them catch Shan? I don't know. Shan ended up with 51. So I don't know.
Wow.
Ricard has 28. Danny has 25. Erica has 20. Heather has 6. Now, for those keeping track at home, in terms of winners, the lowest winners of all time, Natalie White with 15, Chris Underwood with 23, Sophie with 25, Sandra and Heroes versus Villains with 27, Bob with 31, and Parv with 32. Now, the Parv with 32 always cracks me up because people act like Parv is like this biggest screen hog of all time. They use her as like the example of like how a woman should be edited when she's barely in Fans versus Favorites.
Yeah, she just when she gets a confessional, it's a good.
It's the last four episodes. The last four episodes are ridiculous. Everything before that, she's really not doing. She's not focal, but she picks it up a lot. But all of that's to say, like, Erica is still in a position where if she wins the game, she's very likely going to pass Parvati in terms of confessionals. So for people like, and myself included, who early on were like, this girl has no chance because of just the lack of edit. At this point, she's very much on par with how, like, she's going to pass Sophie, even if she doesn't even make the finale. She'll probably, she's probably going to make the finale. She's not going to get five confessionals an episode, but she's going to pass Sophie. She's probably going to pass Sandra 2.0. If both of those things happen, like, she's now ahead of two pretty massive Survivor players.
Mm-hmm. And also with the Danny thing, like, I think, first of all, I think all of Danny's content has been extremely positive. That is a net good thing for him. He also, at the end of the day, like, even if Danny wins this, in the first four episodes, I'm gonna prefer to watch Shannon Ricard than watching Danny. So he's close enough that he could have a huge episode this week or for the first hour and catch right up to Deshaun and Ricard. So I think like Danny and Erica having crap edits is like kind of out the window after the past like month, I feel like.
I kind of agree. I kind of agree with that. I do think that, you know, we sometimes put too much emphasis on what's going on in the pre-merge. And I think a lot of times it really doesn't matter. Yeah, on, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at that. I think a lot of times it's just kind of a thing that happens. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, oh, pre-merge, like, who cares? And I think you're spot on. Like, Danny and Erica, like, they weren't – nothing was happening. But Danny mm-hmm. was still getting confessionals. There's a couple episodes where he doesn't. But Danny and Deshaun were still getting confessionals. Erica and Heather were not. Yeah. Which is why I think that Danny or Deshaun could still pull this out. But I also think Erica could, because at this point, if her whole game is just what takes place in the post-merge, we've seen that happen numerous times. We've yeah. seen that be a storyline many, many times. So that would not be a crazy thing to have happen. And, you know, yeah, she's not going to end the season with the most confessional. She's not even going to come close to Shan, and she's not going to come close to Deshaun or Xander. But she gets one of those 10 confessional episodes in the finale, and she gets two or three this week. She's ahead of Parv. Like, mm-hmm. she's ahead of Parv. And if she wins the game, especially with just the final five at the finale, there's a very good chance she gets more than 10 confessionals in the finale. Yeah. Like, exactly. I'm pretty sure Michelle got more than 10 confessionals in the finale, and Michelle was never close to 10 confessionals in an episode.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to hit 10 confessionals in a finale, especially if you make the top three.
Yeah, I agree.
You get all those dead confessionals at the end.
Yeah, you just get those ones that are like, I'm got nothing to do. I'm just sitting here eating donuts. Like, it's just, you know, it's like whatever. So, yeah, that's where we're at with that. Back Wednesday at what time, Alexa?
Probably 10 p.m. Eastern, but we're going to double confirm. I just have something to do, like, directly after the episode. But, yeah, so Phil might be going live with John with their movie podcast before we recap, but we'll tweet about it and you guys will be able to see. Don't forget to become a patron. It's the beginning of the month, which is always a great time to become a patron. So we just, you know, just posted our, like, Q&A thread. So anyone who's a $5 patron can listen to our Q&A podcast. We'll probably do these at the end of the month just because we'll both have a lot of free time around the holidays. $10 patron, you get that in a retrospective, and $20 patrons. Well, at this point, you all you $20 patrons are already participating in our bootlist game. And I posted the power rankings last week. I'll do that going into the finale next week too.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And here, I'll just say like what they, where we're at with all this, because I had it up the entire time. Right. Well, I already said it. Jake Thulin's dominating.
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 He always submits his early too. So
there you go.
Confidence. This guy just knows his stuff.
Confidence. That's what you got to have. So love I already that said confidence. That. So, yeah. Those are the people who are winning things right now.
Love it. But yeah, I think that's all we got. This was a quick one because we didn't have a guest and there's only six people to talk about. Yep. So stay tuned. This will be an interesting finish.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.